This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed that there should be more women in the workforce as India is heading towards becoming the third biggest economy in the world. Addressing a day-long conference on the theme Nari Shakti Se Viksit Bharat in New Delhi today, to mark the International Women's Day, the President emphasized that the daughters of the nation are playing a crucial role in realizing the vision of a developed India.
आज जो भारत विश्व की तीसरे सबसे बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था बनने की ओर अग्रसर हो रहा है तो अब देश के वर्कफोर्स में महिलाओं की भागीदारी तेजी से बढ़नी चाहिए वर्कफोर्स में महिलाओं की भागीदारी बढ़ने के लिए उन्हें शिक्षा और नौकरी से समान अवसर प्रदान करना महत्वपूर्ण है
President Murmu stated that the central government is continuously working to ensure that women in the country are politically, economically and socially empowered and are able to lead the nation towards the vision of a developed India. She described the provision of reservations for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies through the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam as a historic step towards political empowerment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that his government is dedicated to the empowerment of women. Highlighting the significant steps taken to improve their lives. Speaking at the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Navsari in Gujarat on the occasion of International Women's Day today, Mr. Modi emphasized that India is advancing towards women-led development with the government placing utmost importance on dignity and well-being of women at every step. The Prime Minister also highlighted the government's achievements in enhancing women's security over the past decade, citing the implementation of new criminal laws designed to protect women's rights. During the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan, the Prime Minister also disbursed 450 crore rupees in financial assistance to over 2.5 lakh women from over 25,000 self-help groups. Delhi government today approved Mahila Samriddhi Yojana to provide 2,500 rupees to poor women. This was announced by Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta during a press conference. She said on the occasion of International Women's Day, a cabinet meeting of Delhi government was held in which the scheme was approved. She added that a budgetary provision of 5,100 crore rupees has been made for the implementation of the scheme. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla stated today that consensus and dissent are the strengths of democracy, but planned disruption in assemblies and parliament are not appropriate for democratic values. He added that legislative institutions must become centres of discussion and dialogue to ensure accountability to the public. Mr. Birla was addressing public representatives and other dignitaries at the launch of the Constitution Club of Rajasthan in Jaipur. The event was also attended by Chief Minister of Rajasthan Bhajan Lal Sharma, Speaker of Rajasthan Vidhan Sabha, Vasudev Devnani, Union Minister of State for Agriculture, Bhagirath Chaudhary, MPs, MLAs and other dignitaries. The second part of Budden's budget session of Parliament will begin on Monday. The second phase of the session will continue till 4th April. This session will have 20 sittings. During the session, discussion and voting on demands for grants for the year 2025-26 and related appropriation bill will take place. Besides several legislations, including the Banking Laws Amendment Bill, the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024, the Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill, the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025 and the Railways Amendment Bill will be taken up for discussion and passage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day state visit to Mauritius from Tuesday. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, this is the first visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi since 2015. He said India's relations with Mauritius is rooted in shared history, culture and very strong and robust people-to-people ties that goes back several centuries. The Indian women's kabaddi team has been crowned Asian champions for the fifth time. Defending champions, India defeated host Iran 32-25 in the final of the sixth Asian women's kabaddi championship at Tehran this afternoon. In women's Premier League cricket, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face off against UP Warriors at the Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. In the ICC Champions Trophy 2025, India will clash with New Zealand at the Summit Clash in Dubai tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.